head coach, but maybe is an athletic director.
Yeah, I told him. I said he's crazy for first of all for taking the job. No, but Jason knows he can reach out to me at any time and stuff. We have a great relationship over the years, and there's no doubt in my mind he'll do a great job.
Let's talk about you and the Clearview Clippers. Tell us about some of the expectations for 2023. I know last year you improved on what you did in 21, and I would assume you're trying to maybe take that next step to go from last year to this year and a little more improvement.
Yes, our expectations are high. We've gone through as tough of transition in Clearview football history that we've ever gone through, I believe, with COVID, construction, not having a home, some tough, difficult classes that we had to get through. But these kids have poured their heart and soul into it, have gotten on bus for years to go down to a park and practice, played our home games over at George Daniel and stuff. So they've paid the price. Their loyalty, their heart, their dedication to doing things the right way are going to pay off. And I'm really excited about this season. We've got a great senior class.
So I'm sorry. I just wanted to follow up real quick. So just to make everybody clear, all the listeners, everybody, so you are home now.
Home. We're at Tom Hoke Field, awesome. And we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
Well, that was basically my question. I mean, I know we've kind of talked about this in the past, but having that home and just just having that home, I got to imagine that does wonders just kind of for the confidence of the kids, the energy of the kids, the energy for the program as a whole. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, there's a smile on all of our faces every single day we walk out the back door there. We have a beautiful facility, thank goodness, that, you know, our Board of Education, Dr. Jerome Davis, our superintendent, and our treasurer, Marion Nowak, they did a great job of putting our facilities together. We're very grateful for what we've had, and we're looking forward to, you know, being at home, enjoying every second that we have, and being under the Friday Night Lights, like I said, at Tom Hoke Field. There's a lot of history there, a lot of great memories, and, you know, we want to bring it back.
Coach, talk to me about your quarterback, Cy Christensen. I mean, I thought he was pretty solid last year. I saw him in person in that one game against Brookside, and he thoroughly impressed me. What's kind of his 2023 supposed to look like in your mind?
We're expecting big things from him. As a freshman, to do what he did last year says an incredible amount of, you know, his toughness, mental toughness. He never gets rattled by any situation. And you saw it on the football field, then you saw it on the basketball court.
Yeah.
For a freshman to be able to do that type of thing, he's a great leader. He's more of a lead by example kind of kids. But the seniors are behind him, and they're always there to have his back.
One other individual I know I needed to ask you about, Malcolm Lane. I mean, we talked about him a lot last year, it felt like. An absolute ball hawk from the secondary. What's kind of that next step forward for him?
Yeah, he's an outstanding playmaker. He's looked great this whole 7-on-7 season, you know. As a receiver, as a defensive back, he's phenomenal. But we have all of our playmakers back pretty much from last year, which is going to, you know, take us far this year, hopefully. So we have him, Aiden Cruz, Keith Colvin as the receivers, you know, and we have some other young guys that are going to help out as well.
You know, Mike, you guys have always had an interesting non-conference schedule. Not a lot of continuity to it, it doesn't seem. It seems like teams kind of come in and out. You know, it's kind of been something I've asked a few coaches about today. Let's talk about your non-conference a little bit. You have Toledo Scott, John Hay at home. You go to Lakewood. Those are opponents that maybe our listeners aren't that familiar with. Just your thoughts on that non-conference league.
We do. I think it's good for kids to experience different scenes and different opponents and everything. We played Toledo Scott the past few years. We had them coming over to us this year. We're traveling to Lakewood for the first time. I don't think we've played over at Lakewood since we were in the playoffs back in the late 80s. So excited about going over there and seeing their stadium and everything else. But then John Hay, we played them for a few years back in the day, and we had some tough, hard-nosed games with them.
So how do you feel that prepares you for the LCA?
Well, I think that there's just the toughness, the size that we'll see, the athleticism, and the LC8. You know, you have a wide range of teams and opponents and stuff. But we'll see some kids in those first 3 weeks that I don't know that we'll see the rest of the year. I mean, there's some phenomenal kids, but there's different programs obviously in the LC8 that we have to prepare for, and we're excited about that. Our kids know that. We've watched film. We've talked about it throughout the years, and they're excited about trying to challenge for the LC8.
I know you've mentioned a couple of them, but tell us a little bit about some of the other individuals that you guys are sort of counting on, leaning on, you know, to sort of have a big season for you.
Yes, our seniors are starting the backfield. Ethan Lorenzana, a running back, linebacker for us, and then two other senior running back and linebackers as well. Ashton Pabon, who got injured and was out a lot of the season last year, but he's going to be doing big things for us, and Dom Jackson as well. So, you know, those three, the other guys that I talked about, Aiden Cruz, Keith Colvin, you know, Malcolm Lane, there's a lot of talent there. And we got some linemen coming back. Jordan Stowers is our center, Isaac DeAndrea. We have a few kids that got some action last year on the offensive line. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, the question mark right now is our offensive line, but we've had some kids that really have worked hard this summer, and it's starting to come together.
With the early stages of the season, Coach, do you put a lot of pressure on wins and losses early on to try to gain confidence with these kids, or do you sort of look at the non-conference as more of a test for these guys and really put more of an emphasis on the Lorain County League?
We are always win first, obviously, and you know, just like Coach Ward said, we're focused on winning every single week, and that's the goal. If that's not your goal, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So our kids have been through some tough times the last few years. Like I said, you know, 3 wins last year, 0 the year before. So they're hungry. They're very hungry and ready to get back to it.
Coach, you know, depth-wise in the trenches, I've asked some of the other coaches about this as well, especially in the Lorain County League, at least from what I've learned since coming to WEOL, that offensive and defensive line battle, very, very important. What's your confidence level at with that group right now?
Well, again, we have some great playmakers on our defensive line, and I didn't even touch base with that, but our defensive ends of Josiah Longo, Greg O'Hearn, those guys wreaked havoc last year, and they're only getting better and stronger, so we're excited about them leading us on our defensive front. And we have some other guys that have really stepped up, and I'm excited to see the progress of those other linemen that, you know, we have some guys that could open some eyes around the area, I think, that if they continue to grow.
To go back to playing back at Tom Hoke Field, you know what that means. As an alum, you played there. You knew Tom. You know what that whole thing means. You know what it was like the last couple of years. You talked about what it was like for the kids now to come home. I would imagine it gives you and the whole coaching staff new, more enthusiasm, re-energize you a little bit to be able to come home and not have those distractions that you had.
Yeah, it definitely does. We talk about the history of Clearview football and the accomplishments that were there. We talk about Tom Hoke and that incredible staff that he had with John Sally, Coach Hishmay, Coach Hoagland. Just a phenomenal time period of Clearview football history. And, you know, a lot of those guys, they obviously still give back and they still encourage our kids. And, you know, we're grateful to have that. We want to get back to those days. And, you know, our kids understand that and they're excited about it.
And is it realistic to go from what you did last year to maybe take that next step up this year?
We believe so. Okay. You know, again, you talked about our staff. We had a number of alumni in our staff, and our guys are excited, and they've been through it. And, again, everything that we've put them through over the last few years, the adversity that we've faced, can only prepare you and make you better if you have the right mindset, and our guys have.
Well, I don't know, Rocco, if you've had a chance to do a game at Clearview because, you know, their situation since you've been here, so I don't remember.
Just recorded an episode of the Blitz over
okay.
there, that's all.
It is my favorite facility to go to simply because where we're located at, you are right on top of the fans, right on top of the field. The kids are, you get no better feel than really maybe at Columbia than at Clearview, but I'm just thrilled that you guys are back there, and I hope you guys can kind of get re-energized being back at home.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Again, there's no place like home. There's
right.
a reason they say that. And
yeah.
For our kids not to have that the past few years, I'm so excited for them. We were able to get a couple games on there last year, but to make it our home, practice there daily, you know, play there on Friday Night Lights, it's going to be an incredible time.
Well, Mike, we want to wish you the best of luck this year. Thanks so much for joining us. And continued success, and let's hope the Clippers continue to take those steps forward.
Appreciate that, guys, and all the hard work that you do in this area. You make Clearview, or you make Friday Night Lights a lot better around the area, and everything you guys do for high school sports in general is just amazing.
Wow.
I was able to talk to some coaches this week, and we're really, really appreciative and grateful for what we have here in Lorain County.
Well, it's our pleasure. That's very kind of you to say. And you guys are a big part of that because you make our jobs a heck of a lot easier. So thanks for letting us do it.
You guys do a great job, and you're easy to work with.
Appreciate you.
We try.
That's kind of the goal. That's Mike Collier, the head coach of the Clearview Clippers. We'll take this time out.